Blog Talk Radio.
If a 55-year-old beat-up professional wrestler could do this,
Diamond Cutter. Turn your palms out, spread your fingers wide, and push. I call them exploding push-ups. Black Crow, the 10-second YRG push-up.
What could you do?
An internet weight loss sensation. Nearly 3 million clicks to see Arthur Borman's transformation from this to this. 100 pounds gone with yoga?
Most people just want to lose weight. They want to feel better. They want to try to get their life back. Arthur wanted to do all that, but he really wanted to walk again. That's powerful.
If I can come this far without surgery, without drugs, without machines, without any of that,
what could you do?
'Cause this time, it's your time.
I have been through every diet and every gym in Northern California. What DDP Yoga has done is bring it all back into perspective. You are flipping amazing.
If you take that first step and you start doing DDP Yoga, then you'll start to change your life.
DDP Yoga changed my life, and it will change yours.
Are you guys ready?
Ready!
3, 2, 1.
Let's ignite this baby.
Yeah! High five.
There we go. Now it's Paige, and it's Wednesday, the 5th. And that's DDP. This is Sparky. And you're listening to the best damn inspirational, motivational radio show on the planet. And I'll dare to say internet or over the airwaves. And with me, I got Robert and the lovely Stacy. And coming to us from the secret DDP yoga bunker out in the Middle East, it's Doug. What's up, guys?
Hey,
how's it going, guys?
Hey, brother.
I'm good. I'm a little jacked up, and I switched plans. I did have to go grab my little glass of vino and reward myself for a couple days of good eating. I've been having some monster. I've changed them from the DDP salad to the kitchen sink salad. And actually, it should be everything in the damn fridge salad.
Does that mean that you don't have to clean the dishes, or what does that mean?
No, that means I'm throwing everything in the kitchen sink and the kitchen sink into the salad bowl.
Gotcha.
So I'm talking, and I had lettuce, two kinds of lettuce, some kale, crushed almonds, throw some dried blueberries in there, a little jalapeno, some goat cheese, some green peppers, some onion powder, a little garlic, a little oil, a little vinegar. Yum, yum, in my tum-tum.
Interesting.
I kind of did that, but with juicing today.
Oh.
I'm not a big veggie person, so I just put it all in a juice.
And what delicious concoction did you come up with today?
Well, it was pretty simple. It was kale, golden beets, and ginger. And actually,
golden beets and ginger.
Yeah.
You know, I've had the ginger and the beets before. Not golden. I've had the red beets, which, warning, if you're going to juice red beets, know what's going in because it's going to look the same coming out. Don't be scared. Just know some of it. But the ginger and beets is a good combo.
Mm-hmm.
So we are here, and if you want to talk to us, which I'm not even in the chat room yet, so I can't see you all, so I'll say hi. And I'll say hi to our favorite listener, Katie, who's probably already in there. But hit us in the chat room at ddpradio.com. We're telling you this early because we got a special guest coming up tonight. And get in the queues now at 347-994-1216. Press 1 to talk to Robert. And be nice because he'll get you on to talk to our guest, which is a genius idea that Robert basically spearheaded and crushed for this Warrior of the Month plan, man. You want to tell
people
a little bit about what that is?
Well, we luckily were able to hook up with Manduka, who, you know, they make the best mats on the planet. So I was able to hook up with them, and we put it together a sponsorship. So we were doing the Warrior of the Week, and it was a cool program, but we kind of wanted to take it up a notch and do Warrior of the Month. And Slim was an obvious choice for that. But instead of getting a free T-shirt every week, we're doing it once a month. And you still get your T-shirt, but you also get a Manduka Pro Black Mat, yoga blocks, and yoga straps to go with it.
That is a sweet-ass deal of swag. And I can tell you, man, the Manduka stuff is quality. I have a once-used, I call it the Manduga, because the Flunkervator actually was super cool. Just like DDP Yoga, you pay it forward. And met up with him at the first, basically, DDP Yoga in D.C. outing 2 years ago. And Doug hooked me up with that, didn't you, bro?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm just going to tell everybody, when I throw it to you, you can do more than, like, a yo.
What are you trying to say?
We don't want to steal your thunder, Sparky.
I've got absolutely no... I am the thunder, you are the lightning. I just make cute noise, but you guys are the serious business.
Do whatever you're drinking,
okay.
Drink more.
Okay, so... and everybody who's out there, this Warrior of the Month thing is definitely key. And Slim is our special guest tonight, and he is a special dude. We're just waiting for him to come online, and when he gets here, Robert will let us know. But in the meantime, you know, there's all kinds of action on Team DDP Yoga, and I know you guys see it all, right?
Yes, there's a lot going on.
We see it all. It's overwhelming, but it's good. I mean, and there's still a pretty heavy avalanche of new members, which we love to see.
Yeah, we definitely love to see all the new people coming in. And, you know, sometimes we get all the same questions. You get a fresh batch of people every 30, 60, 90 days, and that is cool. You know, but there's a lot of different questions that come up. And sometimes, I know it's tough, you can't look at everything that's on Team DDP Yoga, but there's a lot of good stuff, so look. But people throw up some blogs, so we're going to go ahead and go to the Team DDP Yoga mailbag and hit a couple here. And just real quick, you know, we have Linda, who just popped in, and she was saying she had the first time with the energy workout and was talking about holding broken table. Well, she really didn't have a question about it. She said she can't hold a broken table, or she couldn't hold a broken table as long as she did. She didn't think that she could. So I thought maybe, you know, you guys, if you wanted to throw off some hints about, you know, modding into a full broken table, what are some of the things you guys tried to get into that?
Well, I had the first time I attempted a broken table, you know, back in 2009, and I was 345 pounds, and let's just say my balance wasn't really, you know, top-notch. I had to hold on to something with my hand, and that worked for me. And I could still mimic the position, but I just needed a balance. I kept doing it, though. I was very consistent in doing it, and I think only in a few weeks' time I was able to do it unassisted.
You know, that's a good point, Stacy. The one thing I would say is, you know, make sure you have your leg up first. If you can have your leg up, you know, slowly start inching your hand out, and then try to pick it up for a few seconds, pick it up for three, pick it up for five, until you can actually get it out there where you're doing the full move.
Yeah, and to sort of toss my flavor into there, sometimes doing broken table, I always go to the leg first because the Monster Veda told me to, but if you can't get that front hand up, you don't have to kick it all the way up in the air, but if you continually keep it on the floor, but just start to push it out in front of you, so it kind of spreads the balance across your core, and then eventually pick it up a couple seconds at a time, work on that. After a few times of modding it in these different ways, you'll get to it. So you know, hopefully all of you who are starting and trying to get into Broken Table, that'll help you out. And Linda, congrats on your first energy. So hitting Haley, she has heart rate monitor questions, and she was talking about like hitting a couple different ones, working right out of the box and adjusting them and whatnot. And you know, that kind of reminds me of, you know, people looking for different types of heart rate monitors, and that sometimes in the past we talked about going to Omron, we talked about,
yes,
you know, the piles that we offer through DDP Yoga, and Robert and Steve Yu did some awesome research, and these piles are pretty good heart rate monitors, which you can find on Amazon, but they can also still get them through us if they've already ordered the program. They can come back and get it if they didn't get their heart rate monitor, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we still do the discounts on it. There's something going on in the background. If you want that, just shoot me an email and ask for the promo code, and you can still get it at the discounted price even if you've already ordered.
Cool. So everybody out there, grab it. Let's go ahead and I'm looking at this third one, and it's a blog by Robin talking about starting over and trying to get back onto a clean slate again. And I tell you, probably a person who can give you the best inspiration on starting, you know, a new lifestyle change, owning it, being a success, is our guest, Mr. Slimtronic himself. Actually, Slimtronic 5K, Slimtronic 5000. Slim Gillian, what's up, brother?
You know, dude, I've got to start off by saying, first and foremost, that nothing on the planet warms my heart more than to hear you say my name.
Can you feel the love? Seriously.
What's going on, guys? I feel like it's been so long since I've called in here and chit-chatted with you jokers.
Yeah, it's been a couple months, I think.
It's been a while. I always try to be a little silent assassin in the chat room, just kind of hanging out there and being quiet. And so it's cool to be back with you guys.
Oh, it's awesome to have you, man. And congratulations on Warrior of the Month. That's we got a lot of stuff to hit here. But when did you apply and think, man, I think I got it made for Warrior of the Month?
Well, I don't know how to answer that. That might be a better question for Robert, because I don't know if I ever really officially applied so much as I just kept, my choice to live my journey out on the internet through my blog and my websites and Facebook and Twitter, YouTube was very intentional. It's to make sure that the people like me, you know, I was 601 pounds on May 9th. When I started this journey, and I always say that 1 pound because it means I was more than 600 pounds. And, you know, I wished back then that there was someone like me that stepped up and said, you can totally do this. And for me, it was Arthur Borman, which, you know, we kind of have a similar path. You know, he wasn't 600 pounds, but dealt with a lot of mobility struggles that a guy my size would have. So I don't think I really officially applied so much as I just kept putting my life and my journey out there, which, you know, naturally catches an eye or two when you lose 100 pounds and just a few months, you know, a head seems to turn every now and again.
Yeah, and I've got two comments to make on that. Number one is Slim is the only warrior we've picked that hasn't, I guess, nominated himself. There's a reason why we picked you is, you know, there's a lot of qualities to make a good Team DDP Yoga member, and someone, you know, you're the guy that people look up to. You're a mellow guy. You're nice. You give back. That's a big thing. And a lot of people don't know how much you've given back. You know, I don't want to let the cat out of the bag of what you do for other people. That's your business. But I know how much you've paid forward, and it's far more than you've gotten. But you have done so much to for other people. It's just, you know, way beyond. I mean, your transformation so far has been incredible, but it's way beyond that. So Slim was actually chosen. He never applied, and it's for those reasons as well as many others. And the second part is one of the things that we got a lot from the Arthur video was saying that kind of weight loss is dangerous. and losing it that quickly is dangerous. And someone actually put that comment on Facebook, and I would love your response. I was wondering if you could go over that.
Yeah, absolutely. The response essentially was that, you know, a huge weight loss is bad for your heart. It's bad for your health. And while there is some truth to that, you also got to look at the percentages and the ratios. You know, at 600 pounds, for me, losing 1 pound is not the same as, like, Robert losing 1 pound. You know, it's a very, very different ratio. So, you know, if you break the percentages down, you know, my wife is currently lost. I've lost, as of this morning, 113 pounds since May 9th, which is just under 4 months, which is
awesome.
Huge, yes. Crazy. And my wife has lost 24 pounds, you know, so, which is good. Her final goal is like 130 pounds, and she's 3 pounds away from that, you know. But she's lost, from a percentage standpoint, she's really lost almost as much as I have, you know. So, so when people hear the big numbers, they get really freaked out, and they first and foremost, they equate that to their own weight loss. So, you know, kind of get that out of your head now, that 100 pounds to me is not 100 pounds to a 100-pound or 150-pound person. But more importantly than that is that my whole journey is monitored by doctors because, you know, I was very fortunate to be in very good health other than the fact that I'm gargantuan. You know, my heart rate, my blood sugar, my cholesterol, you know, those things are really in track with a normal, healthy person. But still, knowing that, you know, I've got a history of heart disease in my family and such, that, you know, anything I do needs to be closely monitored. So in an effort to make sure I'm not losing it at a really unhealthy pace or putting myself at a really big risk, I make sure that that's monitored by someone who went to school for much, much longer than me to make sure that people don't die doing this. So I keep it nice and monitored and do everything very, very safely.
What's your I'm sorry, is it Sparky? That just actually reminded me of that put a question into my head. What has your doctor said about what's been going on with you?
Oh, man. Well, I think Boomer Fritz posted something the other day where he weighed in and the doctor's response was, holy shit, you know, and I get the same thing because, you know, when you look at, And now I'm not saying that I don't work hard, but in reality, I'm not working hard, if that makes any sense. You know, I'm not killing myself. I grew up playing football, you know, and I grew up knowing that if you're not throwing up a bunch of weight, you know, if you're not bench pressing hundreds of pounds, you're not really working out. And I would literally was killing myself, you know, to work out and to stay in shape. And in fact, you know, a lot of people who are new to DDP yoga don't know my whole story, but, you know, at 601, when I started on May 9th, was not the heaviest I've ever been. I was 150 pounds heavier than that at my heaviest, you know, and I went from 750 to 370 in a very short amount of time, and I did it by working out all day, every day, and it was miserable to just always be pushing weights. And, you know, so now on this side of it, you know, I'm doing low and no impact activity. You know, it's really simple stuff. I'm not killing myself to work hard. You know, I'm just working way more efficiently. And, you know, so for the doctor, every time, you know, I run across a doctor or even a different doctor, even if I'm just talking to people in the medical industry and they think, you know, well, you must be doing this, you must be doing that. And I'm going, no, the only thing I'm doing is not your mama's yoga. You know what I mean? I'm keeping it simple. I'm keeping it low impact. You know, I'm eating right. I'm eating clean. You know, I'm eating consistently. And, you know, the weight kind of drops off. So they're all, I mean, every time, just really astonished, really just shocked and surprised. And it really speaks volume to how revolutionary something like DDP yoga really is. It's the full package, you know.
That's awesome. So it brings two questions to mind. I just want to throw out there, if you want to call and talk to Slim or have a question for anybody else, it's 347-994-1216. We do have a couple people in queue. Hang on, guys. We're going to get to you in a second. But Slim, like, two of the things that you brought up is, one, I know a lot of people come in and they're so overwhelmed with everything that's going on, and, like, one of the words you hit that I keyed in on was consistency.
Yes.
And I know that's still going to intimidate people to think of how they can be consistent, but what little things did you do just to sort of step into it, coming from where you did, to say, okay, I can do this, I can make it repeatable, and it's going to make me successful?
Sure. Yeah, it's, you know, clearly I came, you know, you don't get to be 601 pounds by eating right and healthy, you know, and exercising. You know, you get to be that way by being very, very dormant, you know, and, you know, weight loss is simple mathematics. You know, if you burn more calories than you take in, you know, you're going to lose weight. So the opposite is the same. You know, if you're taking in more calories than you're burning, you're going to experience exponential growth as well. And so, you know, coming into this, you know, I knew that I couldn't do what I did before. I knew I couldn't spend my day. There's a big difference between being consistent and being mechanical and being, you know, a machine that is, you know, by the book, everything's got to be done the same way, blah, 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 you know, which is, that's all well and good. But for me, consistency and being able to stay consistent was to find practical ways, you know, to exercise, practical ways to stay active, practical ways to be able to eat healthy and properly. One of my biggest issues before I came to Team DDP Yoga was eating consistently throughout the day. You know, I'm used to having one huge meal, you know, at night, and it's, of course, the worst garbage you could ever put in your mouth, you know, but it's, for me, it's, you know, I carry what everyone calls my little black bag, and I've totally stole this idea straight from Stacey Morris herself, who said early on that she carries a bag with all her goodies and stuff in it. And I do the same thing. I pack it full of little snacks and little food and, you know, whatever, so that as far as my eating goes, I can stay consistent with that, you know, and then with my exercise, you know, the big thing for me to stay consistent was to find really practical ways to kind of sneak exercise in. You know, a couple of months ago, probably about 2 months ago or so, I took a little map out, if you will, and I mapped out exactly 1/4 mile from my office where I work. And every day when I go to work, I park my car 1/4 mile away from my office.
So
I have to walk 1/4 mile just to get to my office and then 1/4 mile to get back to my car. So I blow through 1/2 mile walk just, you know, getting in and out of my office. And so I do that a couple of times a day, and boom, you know, I've walked 1 mile. And I think a lot of people don't even understand the significance that even walking can do, what an amazing workout, you know, that can be, you know. So to do that and to know, like, how well I feel, it makes it so much easier to come home and bust out an energy session or a fat burner session or even just a simple red hot core, because I've already been active that day, you know. And the key, you know, the key for me to consistency is just constantly staying active. Because if I sit on the couch for too long, you know, I'm just going to end up, you know, there's no way I'm getting off of that couch. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. So, you know, I think we've got a couple people going on in the chat room. If you've got any questions, Stacy's going to rip this off. Do we have anything going on in there?
Yeah, it looks like a couple people are asking about the whole topic of loose skin. And I can't tell you how, this is the most frequently asked question that I get. And, you know, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a plastic surgeon, but, you know, I have dropped 185 pounds. I'm in my mid-40s. And, you know, loose skin is an issue for me. But because I did it fairly slowly, and I ate real healthy, and I exercised all the way through, and I still do, I don't think it's as much of an issue as if I had crash dieted, if I had done bariatric surgery, you know, and that sort of thing. So I think depending on your age and how much you have to get rid of, there's going to be a little loose skin. But, God, there's no contest for me as to what I'd rather live with, you know, a little bit of baggy skin versus 185 extra pounds. I mean, that's just the way it is. I can't even, like, it's not even an issue for me. Maybe if I don't even really have a goal to wear a bikini or anything like that. I'm just happy looking good in clothing. You know, after what I've been through, I'm just going to leave it at that.
Yeah. And you're almost due for a new pair of pants soon, aren't you? Because you always are throwing up the fashion pics, and I don't think I've seen one in a while.
I know. I got to do a little wardrobe update. I am due for that. So, but yeah, I mean, loose skin. I think unless you really do something drastic, it's not anything that's going to hamper your life. You know. So don't let that stop you. You're going to feel so good without the, you know, the extra weight. I don't even think it's going to be an issue once you get to where you want to be.
Do you have any thoughts on that, Slim?
Well, yeah, I mean, Stacey really hit it on the head there. You know, whether I'm uncomfortable because I have a lot of loose skin or I'm uncomfortable because I am carrying 600 pounds on my body, either way, I'm going to be a little bit uncomfortable. But at the end of the day, I would much rather have a bunch of loose skin than a bunch of really filled up skin. You know, if that makes sense. You know, and I am starting to see it already. My wife was kind of, like on my forearms especially, I'm getting loose skin on my forearms, which is mind-boggling. And obviously the way the body of a morbidly obese man and even woman looks, and if you need an idea of what that looks like, just go to my Team DDP Yoga page, because I have no shame, and I have nothing taboo, and I would walk around this place naked if I thought I could get away with it. But it's, you know, you can see the way the shape is. So, I mean, instantaneously, I'm dealing with the loose skin thing. You know, 112 pounds and such. You're gonna see that stuff already. But again, like Stacey said, I would so much rather just have some loose skin hanging around. It may be unsightly, but it's not more unsightly than watching a 600 man stuff his face at you know, the burger joint down the street.
The other thing, if anyone is considering surgery for that, every year they get more and more advanced. So it used to be really quite primitive, and like literally nipping and tucking. Now I heard they can use laser technology where it's much quicker, it's much more painless, and doesn't leave as much scarring. So there are options if you feel like you want to get it fixed.
And that's, I think you guys both hit it on the head, though. There's nothing that's going to be better than knowing that you have the weight off and that you're healthy. Everything else, if it's not unhealthy, don't worry about it. We've got many callers now. We're stacking them up, Slim. You got the phone lines full. So I think
that's
our first one. You're like, yes, I
do. Yeah.
That's right. Everybody's coming in for a little piece of the sexy tonight. And the first one is the Boston Bad Boy, I think. Chris, you there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm here. What's good, everybody?
Hey, brother.
Yo. How's everybody doing? It's been a while. I wanted to check in, see how everything was going.
Yeah, it's going good. What about you, man?
I'm pretty damn good. Pretty damn good. Still hitting the yoga strong, DDP yoga. Kind of switching things up a little bit, started boxing. I don't know if you guys have seen some of the pictures up there. Things I couldn't imagine doing if it wasn't for DDP yoga.
Yeah, I know you've been busting out some of those black crows on park benches, and I know you've been playing and stuff. I think we threw something out last week to ask everybody to start posting pictures inspired on that, but tonight we got, I don't know if you've met them yet, but Slim, Slimtronic 5000, also known as The Next 40 Days, is also out there. And he just dropped, am I right, 113 pounds? Is that right?
113 since May 9th.
That's Slim. That's amazing, brother. Congratulations. How do you feel?
I mean, world's amazing on so many levels. You know, I feel amazing. I feel confident because, what I'm doing is yielding awesome results. But, of course, I feel amazing internally, you know, with the change of the way I eat, you know, like getting rid of all the garbage, all the gluten and the wheat and the dairy and the sugar, you know, and the caffeine I kicked as well. You know, to get rid of all those things, dude, I feel like a freaking, you know, I feel like I could just take on the entire world. So it's an awesome feeling. It's great.
And that's exactly what DDP Yoga is going to do for you and everybody else out there. I mean, it changed my mindset. It made me do things at my age. I mean, I ain't over the hill by any means, but coming from where I came from, what my body was through, to imagine being able to step into the ring and hang with these 20-something-year-old kids boxing, you know, it's proof that you can do anything. And I've seen your pitches. The pitches are amazing.
Yeah, and they're super sexy too, so that's cool.
you got good ink. The back tat's gonna look real nice in a few more months.
Yeah, right. I don't know what I'm gonna do with that thing, but it'll look awesome somewhere, somehow.
Hey, there's nothing on you that doesn't look sexy, right?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I've got the nicest rack you'll ever see on a man, for sure.
So before
luckily,
we have,
yeah, dinner hours ago.
For the listeners. Hey, but you two have something sort of similar, Chris. Didn't you and Slim, I think you mentioned, you both had some back things going on before you started DDP Yoga, right?
Yeah, I had two fractured vertebrae from as far back as high school, re-injured it again when I was in the Marine Corps. So flexibility was non-existent. I mean, being able to lift my leg up or even now, I mean, I could throw my head between my legs without even stretching. I mean, in the morning time cold, I'm as good as I am in the afternoon after a couple of warm-ups going through the Black Diamond.
And Slim, I know in your write-up for the Warrior of the Week, you talked about some stuff. Was that like crazy back stuff going on? Or?
Yeah, it was. The long and short is I tried to do something really stupid. I tried to lift something really, really heavy. And to top that off, I already had a back injury from playing football in high school. And so, and lifting basically the equipment trailer for my band, I had herniated a disc in my lower back that had pinched my sciatic nerve. So, I outside of the fact that I couldn't move, I couldn't bend, I couldn't sit stand because of the herniated disc pain, I also had sciatica 24/7 from September until June, and I'd never experienced it before. So it was miserable and a real good, you know, indicator of where I was is if you look at my day one photos when I attempt to do, you know, the leg lift, you know, I could lift my leg and bend over at the same time. You know, it was just miserable pain. And if you've seen this last one that I posted, I've got my big old ham hock, you know, up in the air, which is it's mind-boggling to look at that picture. You know, 100% pain-free, you know, I was drinking nonstop to deal with the pain and to try to sleep. And, you know, now that's gone. I haven't even taken so much as an Advil in months now. So it's
awesome.
It's huge, huge.
That's cool.
That's amazing.
Yeah, you've done some amazing stuff. Chris, you want to throw anything out at Slim before we hop to the next guy?
No, just keep up the good work, brother. It's going to be worth it in the long run. I mean, what you're doing is amazing. I wish you the best. If there's anything you ever need, if you have any questions, or, I mean, I'm here for you along with half the other world out there that's a part of the team right now. I mean, just keep at it and, you know, stay strong, man. I mean, it's going to be a tough road ahead of you, but you can do it. Absolutely. You seem like you got the determination. And to everybody else out there, definitely get those Black Crow pitches out. I want to see some more. I know there's some other people out there that can do them. I'm going to keep on sending them up as usual.
Do it, bro.
And I wish everybody the best. Keep on trucking. All right. And I'll talk to you guys all soon.
All right. See you
later, brother.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Have a good one.
You too, man.
So, yeah, it's a little lower. Waiting for the next call here. You've got, like, the next 40 days,
yeah,
which is something that you sort of came up with. Was that, like, a previous to DDP Yoga thing and kind of led you here, or if you want to hit that for the folks out there?
Yeah, that's actually how I ended up with Team DDP Yoga and how I ran across DDP Yoga in the first place. I'm not a really religious person, a very spiritual person, but you know, I grew up in the church. My mother, you know, has worked in the church since she was way young. And so I knew all about Lent, which for those who, you know, don't know, it's basically the period, it's the 40 days leading up to Easter. And especially in more Catholic or more really stricter sects of Christianity, there, you know, you you give up something for Lent. You sacrifice something that you love, you know, give up or give away something for 40 days is an act of kind of penance and you know, spiritual discipline. And so this year I decided, you know, wonder what it's like to actually try to do that. Wonder what it's like to actually give something up for 40 days. And so the thing I love more than anything in the world other than my own wife is meat. I love beef. I love poultry. I love, if it's made out of meat, I love it. And so I decided to give that up. And it was miserable. It was the worst thing I've ever done in my life. It was so difficult. But at the end of it, I learned so much about myself and learned so much about, you know, veganism and vegetarians and really just understanding their lifestyle and the things that they put up with, you know, for making a choice, you know, whether it's a, you know, a spiritual choice or a humanitarian choice or what have you. But after that was over, I looked at my wife and I said, why don't we do something crazy? Why don't we just map out the next year in 40-day challenges and give up or give away something for 40 days? And it's really just an effort to stretch ourselves and make ourselves better people. You know, the ideas are very varying. You know, one was to sacrifice time and take a walk, you know, around our neighborhood together every night for 40 days. And it grew us way closer together as a couple. Actually, this September 15th at the Nashville workshop is my five-year anniversary, and I'm for some reason thinking it's a great idea to start that anniversary with a two-hour DDP yoga session with DDP himself. I love miserable anniversary celebrations. But some of them are more intense. The one my wife is dreading the most is come the turn of the year, we won't be sleeping in beds or taking hot showers for 40 days. Have to sleep on the floor and take cold showers for 40 days. You know, and there's some that are more simple. Like right now we're doing what we call the 40-day fundraiser, which is where we're trying, we're raising funds for the next 40 days to donate for two different projects. One is the Alzheimer's Association, and another one is our Acts of Kindness 40-day challenge. But on top of that, we wanted to also do a year-long health and fitness challenge. So not only are we trying to stretch ourselves financially or emotionally during each of these 40-day periods, but we wanted to stretch ourselves physically, you know, lose some weight, get more tone. My wife, you know, she's a small girl. She's 150 pounds when she started DDP yoga. You know, so she's not like, you know, she's definitely not like me. I searched for a good, you know, workout routine or workout system or something that I thought I could stick to. And that's when I saw Arthur Borman's video, which, I mean, most everyone here has seen that video, and I still watch that video every week, and I cry my fat freaking eyes out every time I see this video. But that's how I ended up at DDP Yoga.
That's cool. Yeah, and so if people want, I know you've got all your videos up there, you've got all these challenges, because, that's a noble cause, that's a tough cause, man, because you really push yourself, and you're not afraid of failure. That's why you're doing all this stuff. Where can people check that out?
My whole journey is lived out on the website that we created and launched this past May. It's called thenext40days.com. Now, you can either spell out the word 40 or just put the number 40. They'll both take you there. But it's thenext40days.com. And we post generally, you know, two or so blogs a week, one from each of us, my wife and I, that talks about our 40-day challenge and how we're doing with it. And, of course, mine are a little bit more geared towards weight loss because, obviously, I have a lot of weight to lose. And that's what most people around DDP Yoga know me for, is my weight loss, you know, and more so than other aspects of my life. But all those videos are up there. You know, you can subscribe to the YouTube channel. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. And we post this stuff constantly just to really show you that, really, no matter who you are, no matter, you know, if you're white, black, young, old, Christian, Buddhist, atheist, you know, whatever you are in life, everyone can embrace the idea of making themselves better, you know, through a little bit of sacrifice, you know, to sacrificing to other people, you know, and so we live that all out. So just to show you it can be done. I'm nobody. My wife is nobody. We're just a couple really good-looking kids from Fort Myers, Florida, you know, and we're taking what little bit we have and trying to put that back out to try to help people see that you can change so many lives of the people around you. You just got to get up off your ass and do it, you know.
I'm just going to say, if everybody's listening now, go back and rewind like the last 30 seconds, because what Slim just described is the apex, the epitome, the whole embodiment of what DDP yoga is. That was the perfect definition. I mean, and you're right there. Like, this is one of the best dudes that you're going to know, and great role model. And if you want to ask him a question, in the chat, Stacy will pick you up. That's blogtalkradio.com. And on the phone, 347-994-1216. I know we got more people, Slim. So you ready for another call?
I could do this all night. You kidding me?
All right. Let's do it. Who do we got? Tell us who you are and where you're from.
Well, I think we should probably... The caller's from the 704 area code.
Hey, guys. It's Russell the Tuba Geek.
Hey, brother.
Yo.
Hey, Russell.
Hey, Slim.
What's going on, brother?
Not too much. Just as usual, I'm doing the work thing.
Yeah,
I'm always working on Wednesdays. It never seems to fail. Just want to talk about the September challenge.
Okay.
Which one the DDP put out on. I'm feeling really good about this challenge. I've actually been taking a few tips and pieces of advice from a couple of other members. Michael Mullins had put up, it had been several weeks ago, that he was going to be doing what he called the gauntlet, which was every DDP yoga workout from the main pack, from pack one and pack two.
Mm-hmm.
I've hit that pretty good. I've got, officially, I think I've got two workouts left. I've got Diamond Cutter and Double Black Diamond. And Double Black Diamond, I have never touched. So, I'm going to be up for a big challenge coming up. I know Slim's not one to brag or boast, but he's actually done, he has done a whole heck of a lot. He actually really stepped up in a challenge I threw out to some of the members. And all I can say is he just blew my mind with the kind of support he got in the whole thing. So, Slim, I want to take time right now, right here on the show, to say thank you for what you've done. You actually have inspired me, and you've been in the program half as long as I have, and just the things you've done have been just absolutely amazing. And I'm hoping that sometime soon I'm going to be able to boast that I've hit that century mark myself, which is where that's actually my weight loss goal is to lose 100 pounds. So, but you've just blown my mind with what you've done. I think you are, I'd almost say that you would be, nobody would replace Arthur, but I think you're getting on pace with being like Arthur, and I would love to see Steve, I'd love to see the documentation of your path down the line, you know, 6 months from now, be put together into a viral video of its own.
I wouldn't shy away from that one bit. But I appreciate the words, dude. But honestly, and I think people think, I hope people don't think that this is false humility here. But anything that anyone thinks that I do. It's just me reflecting all of you, you know, like I have so much support from each one of you guys and from Dallas and Robert and Sparky, like personally, these people, you know, really rally behind me, and Russell, you and Chad Collins and Ninja. All the list goes on and on and on, you know. If it weren't for your support, I wouldn't be doing this. And so, all I'm doing is simply reflecting what's coming my way. So I'm really not doing anything awesome at all. It's really you are the one who's doing awesome stuff. And I think to really step up and take care of your family, you know, during such a, you know, really tough time is really hard, and it's really bold, you know. And I am more inspired by you than you could ever possibly imagine, and certainly far more than I could ever be an inspiration to you. So I appreciate you, and I thank you very much.
And, you know, I'm not going to sit here and be stroking each other's egos all day, but thank you very much for that. And, Sparky, thank you very much for your comment you made on my blog post. It kind of put in perspective for me. And for those that didn't know, I had a question where I was asking about anticipating when the 10% was coming to you because of certain things that were happening. It was impacting my work performance, and I was trying to figure out where was it, what was happening, what was causing it to happen. And pretty much the way you put it, Sparky, is pretty much just essentially you're saying let it roll off your back, but, you know, if you're able to catch it, great. If not, let it roll off your back and keep going.
Yeah, well, I mean, and the coolest thing about you is that you know that already. I know you know that already because you have been here with so many challenges, like, you know, Slim was paying tribute to you for doing, and it's like you are resilient, and you just got to remember that because you have a store of the 90%. Just let that 10% bounce right off you, bro. You got it.
Yeah, and again, sometimes, you know, everybody every once in a while needs that. It's like, hey, you got this already. Just keep doing what you're doing. So that's kind of what, that's why I picked up off of you, and I greatly appreciate that input.
Yeah, you're welcome, brother.
Thanks.
Thanks for the shout-out, man. Well, hey, thanks for the call, too, bro.
Yep.
I know we got a couple other people here we're going to hit. Stay, keep it real, man. Give us a buzz if you need something else. And thanks for calling, man.
No problem. Thanks a lot, guys.
Take care, bro.
Later, Russell.
All right, man. We are just slaying the show tonight. All thanks to Slim, man. Pretty soon, they're just going to have, Robert, you're going to have to take down Team GDP Yoga and put up, like, Team Slim.
That's awesome. I'm for it.
On to the next. Who do we got, and what do you want to ask Slim?
It's area code 239.
Hey.
Hey.
This is Dennis.
Dennis, oh, what's up, Dennis Kellogg? What's up, baby?
Hey, man. How's it going?
It's going, man. A lot of people, if they don't know who Dennis is like a local inspiration to me. Just an awesome dude with an awesome heart. And if you guys think I'm cool, like, this dude is the cream of the crop. He's a dude. 239 is my local area code. We live in the same town. And we actually get the opportunity to meet up every few weeks and just kind of hang out a little bit. And I'm telling you guys right now, since I met Dennis, you know, just a month or two ago, that has been a huge source of inspiration for me. So that's my little Dennis plug there. I'm sorry. But I love this dude to death. That's all.
I appreciate it, man. But, you know, because I won't ever forget the day. It's been exactly, well, a month ago, on the 4th of August, is it the morning that you came over the first time. And
you all right?
Yeah. Just a little emotional about it. You know, he really changed my life, and he got me going on all this. I kind of hounded him. I had found DTP Yoga, you know, through the Arthur story, just that night before, like real late in the morning. I'd been searching for something, and I happened to come across his YouTube and hit him up and had some questions for him. I wanted to be sure that this is something that could work for me because I was kind of in the same position as he was. I thought, you know, I was well over 600 pounds, and he came over and talked to me and, you know, was able to get me weighed and get me going on the whole thing. And
hold on. So, you have you been here since about May?
No, I just started in this August.
Just this August. That's cool.
Yep.
Sorry, misunderstood you. So, you're on Team DDP Yoga?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. So people can check you out there and stop over and see your story. What's your full profile out there?
It's Dennis Kellogg.
Dennis Kellogg, okay.
Yep, and I have posted some blogs of my journey and stuff, and I've got some pretty good responses. Some people may know me or not, but I've been kind of trying to lay it out there like Slim does, because like he said, you know, I can help one person that was in my position to see that there's hope, or catch one person that gets, you know, before they get to where I was at, that, you know, that's kind of what I'm hoping for.
Oh, yeah, man. I got you now, bro. Yeah, that's pretty cool, man, that you can sit out there and do that. I mean, the coolest thing about you two and what you're talking about is, like, being able to hook up with somebody, because there's always somebody on Team DDP Yoga who's walked the path already. It doesn't have to be that hard, right?
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. It's you know, I never would have got to the position that I was in if there's, you know, that stepped up and said, dude, you really can do this. And it's crazy to think that at 29 years old, I never really had that. I never really had someone really step up and say, dude, you can do this. You know, and that's the reason I try, you know, to put this out there as much as I do, so that people can see, you know, you're not too fat, you know, because anybody who comes in, and I said this, anybody who's following the next 40 days and following my journey, on my last update video, I put on there something about how I hear constantly people who are 300 pounds, you know, say, oh my gosh, I can't believe I let myself get this bad, and, you know, I'm too fat to do this, and I'm like, dude, do not realize that you are half of my body weight. And I'm literally fighting every day just to get down to a weight that you think is disgusting, you know. And so because of that, you know, I always want to make sure that I'm living in such a way that people can see that, dude, you're not too fat. You know, you're not too lost. You're not too broken. You are not worthless. You are absolutely worth the fight. Every single person, I'm probably the worst person that anyone will ever meet. And this again is not false humility. I'm a genuinely terrible human being, but even I myself am worth the fight, you know. And if I'm as terrible as I am, you guys all are freaking, you know, like little Jesus incarnates, who are all absolutely worth every bit of fight that you put into it.
You know, I hope you understand. You hope you understand, Slim. You're gonna have a hard time convincing me that you're a horrible human being.
Well,
we'll see what happens. We got a long time of knowing each other.
Definitely would have to disagree with that.
Well, the good thing is, if you think you're there, you got a lot of people who got your back when you need it. So, you've been on a journey since August. Where do you want to go with this, man? Do you have a goal or anything, or, you know, something that you're looking up to achieve right now?
That's something that Slim and I have talked about quite a bit. And when I first started, you know, I basically just wanted to lose weight and get healthy. Like I said, I was thought, you know, I had it in my head that I was, you know, over 600 pounds. And that day that he came over to weigh me, I was under that. Luckily, I'm still, you know, pretty heavy at 560. That's, you know, pretty serious business. And, you know, I had gotten to the point where it was just, you know, maybe about a month before that, I just kind of woke up one day and I was like, you know, I'm done with this. This isn't what I want. I'm not happy and I want to make a change. And I set about, you know, searching for a way to do that. In the meantime, you know, I started doing what I could about being more active and getting around. And then I came across that and it just gave me the direction to set off in. And the last time he was over, he had weighed me and we had talked about it, because I'm down in my first month, 13.4 pounds, which I was pretty stoked about, because when I started, you know, I went to the doctor because I've had, you know, had other issues, and you know, she basically told me that for now I couldn't do too much as far as activity issues, right, with like my blood pressure and stuff, and so I had to wait to get the heart monitor, which I recently got, and get the okay from her to really hit it. And so like tonight, my wife's supposed to jump in and help me, and we're supposed to really hit our first one really hard. But I'd like to lose. I'm shooting for to get down ultimately to, you know, run my healthy weight, which is about 225 and shooting to do that in like around 18 months. So this month in particular, with everything going on, I'm shooting for a lot higher than that. I may fall short, but I'm giving everything I got. I'm going for 30. But as long as I hit at least that 18, then that's what is good.
And I just want to interject something here real quick, and then I try not to suck up all the time, but you know, a pretty interesting and unique thing about my relationship with Dennis is that most people on Team DDP Yoga, you know, don't get the opportunity to interact with another member of Team DDP Yoga on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you may see each other every now and again, but, you know, I get to see Dennis every couple weeks. And the first day that I went out to his house, I mean, I love this guy to death, and so I think he's okay with me saying this, but, you know, my man looked like it was the end of the road for him. It was a scary thing, to be honest, you know, to walk in and just see the condition he was in and see, you know, the lack of mobility, you know, but more importantly, the expression on his face. And it was an expression that I know all too well, and it's that expression that you get when you don't care whether or not you live for the next day, you know, and I've been there, and I've seen that look. And then just to see him, man, I'm telling you, I was over there, what day was that, Monday, maybe?
Monday.
I was over there. I swung by, and to watch him pop up out of his chair like he had no mobility issues, to see the smile on his face, you know, just, I mean, the only way to describe it is, like, it looked like he was glowing. And I know that sounds a little weird, you know, so no homo, but, you know, he just looked amazing. You know, he looked, compared to where he was a month earlier, like you could already tell, just a totally different person, you know, and it was a beautiful thing to be able to see that firsthand that a lot of people wouldn't actually get to see, you know, in real life.
Yeah, that's awesome. How did it feel to be a part of that, man, to kind of lead the way a little bit?
It's cool, man. It's always humbling, you know, because I live in such a way, and because I'm a weight that most people don't ever encounter. You don't see people, you know, 600, 700, 800 pounds. You see them on TV, but you never see them in real life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, so because of that, it's a little bit more interesting or a little bit more unique of a story. But because it's all lived out, I get hit up, you know, like Dennis said, I get hit up by people every single day, you know, literally hundreds of times each week. And so it's really cool to be a part of these journeys, but to actually see it firsthand, you know, it's been, you know, and that's why, you know, I introduced Dennis with how inspirational he is to me and how inspiring he is to me, because, you know, when I can look at a guy who's literally walking down the path of death, you know, to the next, you know, couple times I see him, that he's not just walking down the correct path, but he's almost running down that path. You know, it means it's humbling to me, and it means so much to me, and it helps me really understand, you know, that all the hard work I do is totally worth something. 29 years old before I realized what my purpose in life was, you know, because just a few months ago, my purpose was to live and die. You know, and my preference was to die as quickly as I could, you know, and now to know exactly why I was put on earth, you know, and to see it start to come to fruition and see it in a real life application is like, I mean, I can't describe that feeling. I could try all night and waste everyone's time, but it was one of the most beautiful feelings that I've ever experienced in my life.
Bro, you're far from wasting everybody's time. That's awesome to be able to touch somebody's life and that, you know, to have them react like that. So you got anything, any last words here, Dennis, that you want to throw out at people so they can start to be inspired like you were?
Well, I guess the best thing to sum it up is at the same time that I was contacting Slim, I also sent a message to DDP at the time. You know, I did it, and I was kind of like, you know, I'm never going to hear back from him, you know, knowing who he is, and that, you know, I've been such a big fan of his, you know, I've been into wrestling ever since I was a kid, so it was like, But I was such at the point, it was like, you know, I've got nothing to lose. And, you know, basically I said, you know, explained my situation, my health, the issues I have with my knee and how overweight I am. And I, you know, was putting it to him, can this work for someone that's, you know, that weighs as much as I can? And, you know, basically that very morning, short time after Slim left my house, and, you know, I was real stoked and excited, and I get on and the team DDP Yoga website and was shocked to see that he had got back with me. And, you know, basically he said, you know, you're asking me if this can work, and what it comes down to is this can work. The question is, are you ready to put the work in? Are you ready to own it? Mm-hmm. And that's what it comes down to. You have to have that attitude. You have to be positive. You have to know that you can do it, and you have to be willing to put in all the work that you need to do. And if you do that, then there's no limit to what you can do.
I think you said it all, man.
Amen to that,
thank you,
brother.
I appreciate it. Congrats, Slim. You deserve it.
I appreciate it, man. Well, Dennis, you keep killing it, brother.
Will do.
Hey, give us a buzz back and give us an update, man, whenever you want, man. Give us a call.
You can count on it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right, thanks, brother.
Take care. And if you're willing to go, Slim, I think we got another call or two. We'll try to get a
I got nothing better to do. I just keep sitting here looking good. I'm sitting on my couch in my underwear, just chilling, looking at my dogs across the room. So, you know, this is far more entertaining than watching my dog stare at the lightning outside.
Wow. You give the best mental pictures.
Yeah, you're all welcome for those visuals. Just take the pictures from my website and imagine them in skimpy underwear, and boom, you've got a fun night of entertainment right there.
Well, luckily, I've just poked out my mind's eye, so I'm good to go.
Yeah. Maybe we could have, no, we should continue the show. I was going to say, maybe we should end the show on that, but we may leave too many people too excited after that. We don't want to talk. So who else do we got on the line for Slim?
And this must be a good caller because, okay, the person has been waiting on hold for like 53 minutes to talk. So the last call of the night is from 603.
What's up? It's Michael D. Mullins. How you guys doing?
Doing good, brother.
What's up, baby?
Hey, Mike.
What's up, Slimmy?
What's happening, buddy?
Not too much. First of all, I want to say, because Slim, I've been following your journey. Like, I haven't really talked to you much on the site because I'm horrible at chat because my typing skills are like poke and find, so I don't really get in the chat very much. But I've kept up with your story and stuff like that, and it's awesome. And I'm still maintaining, by the way. When you get down to 200 pounds, you got to change your name to Bigtronic 5000 because Slim won't work anymore. You know,
so I'm okay with that. My name is actually copywritten, and I have no problem changing that copyright to something a little more fitting.
Nice. But I love that you didn't, like, you, not that this is cheating or anything because it works for some people, but, I mean, I have a friend who was 560 pounds, and he got the gastric bypass surgery, and, you know, when I saw him last time, he was 330 pounds. I'm like, wow, you look great. And he goes, well, I had to lose 200 pounds to get the surgery. And I'm like, well, why didn't you just keep going? I love that you're doing this without pills, without surgery, without, you know, any. I love that you're just doing this the old-fashioned way. You're just putting hard work in, and that's what's going to keep the weight off for you. Because, you know, people like you and me and stuff like that, we are not built to be skinny. We have to work at this. This is something we're going to have to work at for the rest of our lives. People who are obese and morbidly obese, we can't give this up. Because I had a friend say to me the other day, she said, and she didn't mean to sound as an insult, but it kind of motivated me a little bit. She was like, oh, yeah, anybody who loses weight gains it all back. So that was, like, my sole motivation for not ever gaining it back. And, what are your plans for, like, long-term? This is obviously something you want to keep up for the rest of your life, right?
Yes, and real quick, the thing that when I start to talk to people about my weight loss, and again, 113 pounds down in 4 months, which is crazy, you know, and it's awesome. But when I tell people that, the first thing out of their mouth is, what kind of supplements are you taking? What kind of pills are you taking? What kind of procedures have you gone through? And I just look at them, and I'm confused because I'm like, are we really in a world where the only way you can lose weight is if you're taking pills and supplements and having procedures done? And no, I'm eating clean. I'm eating healthy. and I'm exercising every day, whether it's only 30 minutes or it's 3 hours. I get a little bit of activity in. And again, I had the same conversation with somebody who's considering, they're 300 some odd pounds, considering gastric bypass. And again, I'm like, dude, I'm at the end of this, I'm going to lose your entire weight, and I'm going to do it without gastric bypass. And if I can do it, you can do it. Originally, when we launched the Next 40 Days project, the health and fitness challenge of it was only supposed to last a year. Not that I couldn't use to lose the weight anyway, but man, I'm telling you, once I got knee deep into DDP yoga and cleaning up my eating lifestyle and cleaning up my eating habits, there's no way possibly that I could fathom my life without this now. I can't think of my life without eating clean. I can't think of my life without exercising and doing DDP yoga. You know, I had dinner at a friend's house tonight, and you know, was telling them, you know, and I hear it all the time, what do you do to stay strong? How do you keep from cheating? Because I don't cheat. You know, I don't plan cheat days. I don't really have accidental slip ups. And it's simply this: the thought of eating the things that I ate before, you know, and didn't think about, just the thought of it makes me sick now. And then knowing that if I did, you know, somebody mentioned to my wife yesterday that she was looking too skinny and she needed to eat a pizza and drink a milkshake. And the thought to me of like, man, if I actually did eat a pizza and a milkshake right now, my guts, like my internals would be so messed up. And like that thought keeps me going and going and going. So this is, you know, I say it all the time. Dallas says it all the time. Sparky, everyone will say this over and over and over again. And the reason it needs to be drilled so many times is that this is a lifestyle change. It's not a diet. It's not a fad. It's not a trend. This is a lifetime commitment to better your life and really, you know, better your health. And so for me, that there's no difference coming for me as well. I knew jumping into this that this is a lifestyle change, and this will be with me for the rest of my life. You know, I'm never turning away from this. This is, you know, at 29 years old, I'm finally starting to live life for the first time ever. You know, and
you mentioned pills and stuff like that. I posted something on DDP Yoga Facebook the other day. I had taken a couple weeks off due to a sickness. I had a really bad inner ear infection. I've had kind of a mess with illnesses recently. I haven't been sick for 5 years. I've been sick like 3 times in a month. But I took a couple weeks off earlier, and I got off of the couch one day, and I've had hip and knee problems and back problems that have been all but gone since I've started, and I'm limping as I'm walking off the couch after not doing it for 2 weeks. And I posted there, I said, I have to think of this as my medication. Some people need cancer medication. Some people need insulin for diabetes. This is my medication. If I want to live pain-free in a healthy life, this is the medication I have to take daily, the DDP
Absolutely.
Yoga. And the healthy eating and diet, that's my medication. That's what's going to keep me healthy. Because my dad's diabetic. My dad just had a heart attack. My grandfather's diabetic. My grandmother's diabetic. I'm looking at all that stuff down the line. And this is the medication I have to take to live. That's how I've looked at it, which has really helped me. It's kind of like you can't skip your insulin, you know?
That's good.
And real quick, I want to tell a quick story because I thought this was pretty funny. My brother, when I ordered DDP Yoga back in February, I ordered the pack one, and when I ordered the pack two, I thought it was cheaper to get both packs, so I figured I'd get pack two for me and get pack one for my brother, because he showed a little bit of interest in it. So I ordered pack one and two, and I gave pack one to my brother, because I already had it. So I gave it to him. He's like, oh, yeah, I'll see if I can try it sometime. And he kind of, like, just blew it off for me. And I've been hounding him almost every, like, week. When are you going to start the DDP yoga? When are you going to start the DDP yoga? And he's just like, it's not really my thing. You know, I'm not really into that. So I go over a couple weeks ago, and I said, when are you going to start? You're looking good. You can really tone up. You're really looking good. What are you doing? He goes, just diet and exercise. I'm like, okay, whatever. So I go over his house the other day, and his door was open, and I knocked on the door, and he wasn't answering. I walked in. He's on the mat doing DDP yoga. His girlfriend told me that day that he's been doing it since April. He's an electrician, a master's electrician. He didn't want any of the other electricians knowing that he's doing yoga, so he's been no-selling it the whole time. I told him, just tell them to get on the mat and do double black diamond, and then come over and tell me you're doing yoga.
It ain't your mama's yoga.
He was no-selling the whole time because he didn't want the electricians knowing he was doing yoga.
Yeah, I think you both hit it on the head, man. One of the coolest things about DDP yoga, and take it from Doug and Stacey, who had to pop off the line because she's got lots of other stuff going on, who have maintained it for years. This is a maintenance program. This is like buy-in. The 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty for your car, but for your body, and it's like, what, $100 for
yeah.
the rest of your life to stay maintained and stay out of the doctor? That's a no-brainer.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
One of the most common questions I get doing the customer support is how long can you stand a workout? And that's one of the hardest things to explain to people because they expect, you know, a certain workout to be, you know, once you get good at it, once you master it, that then you go on to the next one. But with dynamic resistance and the way that these are created, you can make a workout as hard as you want. And you can literally, I've been literally doing the same workouts for, you know, 5-6 years now. And I can make them just as difficult as I want them to be.
Go ahead, Slim.
I talked to Dallas about this. Sorry. Go, Slim.
Go ahead, Slim. Go ahead.
I'm not saying anything.
Yeah, I talked to Dallas about this back in the day when I was talking to him about P90X and Insanity when I was driving down to a show with him in Mass. And I said to him, I said, the thing about P90X, the thing about Insanity is once your 90 days are up, you're so beat up, you take like 6 months off and then you lose all the physique you've just gained. The thing about DDP yoga, it's a pace that you can keep up for the rest of your life. Like, seriously, look at all the people who are above 60 that's doing it on the website. You can do this until you're 70, until you can pretty much, as long as you can walk, you can do some form of DDP yoga. The thing with Insanity and the P90X is it's not a pace you can keep up forever.
And those programs are exceptions. They're exception workouts. They're exception eating. Are they going to get you ripped? Yeah, I mean, if you're following politics, look at Paul Ryan. That guy's ripped. He does P90X. But you know what? These are all exception programs that you have to really pay attention to. DDP yoga is a lifestyle change. Like a lot of us, you hit it earlier, Slim, and Dennis hit it. A lot of us were living death styles before. We didn't give a shit about ourselves. What DDP yoga does, it turns that upside down, gives you every lesson that you need to know to maintain yourself. And like me, I just had a new kid at the beginning of the year. Sometimes I'm lucky if I'm going to get 3 workouts in a week. Sometimes maybe only 2. But just getting those ones in is going to be enough to keep you going because you've got the eating down, you know, you're living healthy, and your mind is in the 90%.
I want to hear one thing Robert said. You know, you can make it as hard as you want. You know, you can take, like for me, the energy and fat burner are kind of like appetizers. You know, you go ahead and go through them and then you can keep going on. However, you can take that and you can actually make it as hard as you want to make it a longer workout and where it's not just, you know, you can always add on. There, you know, there's always somewhere, like Dallas will say, there's always somewhere you can go. You know,
mm-hmm.
So instead of just doing the 3-second push-ups, start doing 5, start doing 10. Start doing 15, you can actually add different moves in there, you know? So it's not just, oh, I just need to follow this routine. You can actually take it to wherever you want to take it.
Absolutely.
I had a great energy workout where I was engaging like crazy, and I got a better workout than I did with Diamond Cutter sometimes. I only had time for energy, and my engaging was so tight that I sweat more doing that than I did a lot of Diamond Cutter workouts I've done.
Yeah, I'm right there with you guys because energy and fat burner for my first 30 to 60 days were the only things that I did. You know, I got engagement down. That's why when people come in and they say, I don't get engagement, I'm going through the workouts, I don't feel it, my heart rate's not going up. I tell them to just go back to energy because it goes at such a pace that you can make that with dynamic resistance and engagement as hard a workout as mixtape, as Diamond Cutter, you don't have the same flow, but you can use dynamic resistance and engagement to really crank it up.
Absolutely.
So, if we don't have anything,
Hey, Sparky, I got two things for Slim I have to ask him real quick.
What's that?
Hey, Slim Shady, you there?
Yeah, fire away.
Okay, quick question. I want you to let everybody know because you lost all this massive amount of weight within like a 4-month period, less than 4 months. But and I know what your answer is going to be, but I want you to tell everybody what it's going to be. Is have you ever been hungry when you're doing this, losing the weight?
Have I ever been hungry? That is a really, really good question. It's a two-part question, or two-part answer anyway, yes and no. When I first started cleaning up the way I eat, it was tough. That first week or two of really detoxing my body was kind of miserable, and I think I didn't really know what hungry felt like, you know, necessarily, until I was going through this detox, and then I went, wait a minute, this is a whole different feeling than what I'm used to feeling. It used to be an emotional hunger. It used to be a mental hunger, where it's more like, I want to eat, and so that means I'm hungry. But the answer is really now that I've gone through that detox period, now that I've really learned how to eat, and of course, I mean, I've still got a long ways to go, but the answer is no. But I also eat every couple hours. You know, I have, you know, a little bit of a snack here and there. You know, when I get, you know, a few hours go by, I haven't had anything, I munch on some carrots, I munch on some salad, you know. And so, no, I'm not starving myself. I actually, this is the most I've eaten in my entire life. And it was actually really hard at first to be able to eat enough during the day. But no, I stay feeling good. I never really get hungry in the way that, you know, people, you know, really think of hunger. You know, it's very, very, very different. Hunger is very subjective, you know, term. It's a very relative term, almost. That back in the day, you know, I was, oh, my God, I'm so starving. I'm so hungry because I hadn't eaten in a couple hours, you know, and now on this side of it, I've learned to really embrace the feeling of not being full because, you know, people equate hunger very differently, you know, than a guy who constantly overeats and constantly gorges himself. You know, I looked at hunger as being not full, you know, and so I know that's a whole lot to say. No, I'm not really ever hungry. And when I am, I eat something good and I eat something healthy and I eat something that's good for me.
Well, and you hit a good point because I think a lot of people think that you have to starve yourself, you know, lose this weight, and it's not. You know, just like you said, you're eating all the time, you know, and that's a big point to point out to everybody.
Oh, totally. Yeah, it's you know, I eat really well. People, when I first tell them all the things that I've cut out of the way I eat, the wheat, the gluten, the dairy, the caffeine, sugar, processed food, artificial, you know, all that stuff, they say, well, what can you eat then? And at first, you know, I would explain to it. Now I laugh. I go, man, you think that there's nothing left after you take all this stuff out? What's left is good, clean food. I eat fresh meat, fresh vegetables, fresh food. And it's amazing. You know, and I eat it all day long. I eat really good food that tastes amazing all day long. And it's freaking awesome.
Hey, the other question I wanted to ask, Glenn, is have you got your mat yet?
I have a mat. I do not have my new Manduka mat, which, by the way, I had the privilege of actually seeing and putting my hands on a Manduka mat once and looking at it and going, man, the quality of that is so much greater than the quality of mine. And I thought, man, I would love to get one of these. But, you know, the reality is I live very paycheck to paycheck. And, you know, so it was a little outside of, you know, my means at the time. And so I first and foremost just have to say thank you to Robert for all the legwork that you've done to get Manduka behind the Warrior of the Month. And, of course, thank you guys for all choosing me to do that. So, no, I don't have the mat yet. I would imagine it'll be here any day.
Yes.
And I cannot wait to get that thing all sweaty and disgusting.
Well, when you do, I just want you to throw up a blog or throw somewhere out there to let people know exactly how much your body thanks you from using a Manduka compared to using something else, because it's just an amazing, amazing feeling. You know, if people can make the investment, definitely do it.
I will.
Cool.
Sweet.
Well, are we good? Do we got any last questions in the chat or on the phone, Robert?
Well, Mike, my connection just dropped. I just had to bring it back in, so I'm not in the chat at the moment.
Okay. I'm taking a quick look. There's nothing in there. Mark Frostman just asked about some cravings. I think it was in the chat, but I think, Slim, you just hit that. Any last thoughts
from you guys before we get out of here, Robert or Doug?
No, Slim Shady, just want to say proud of you, man. Keep going, man. Keep rocking on, dude.
I appreciate it, brother.
Yeah, absolutely. The only thing I have to say is if anybody has any questions on why Slim is the Warrior of the Month, just go back to the beginning and listen to this episode again.
Yep. Yeah, there's no reason to question this guy at all. I mean, he embodies Team DDP Yoga, DDP Yoga, you know, and he, by definition, shows that, you know, tough times don't last. Tough people do. This is one tough mother we're talking to right now. I want to congratulate you, Slim. I want to thank Doug for calling in from the secret bunker of Team DDP Yoga out in the Middle East, and Robert Pacheco and Stacy, who had to get to some business tonight at the end of the show. So from all of us, thanks. And I'm going to toss to you, Slim. Why don't you take us out?
Sure. And I want to close by saying thank you all so much. I don't think people understand how much the commitment to motivation and encouragement that every member of Team DDP Yoga has, that the words that you say are affecting so many people and are changing so many lives. And it's a huge honor for me to be a part of that, and it's an honor to watch people I know, you know, come into this family and really experience the things that I have. So, you know, definitely for me, on behalf of everyone, never, ever, ever give up. You can do this. You can do it every day. And this world is yours for the taking, and this fight is your fight to win. So get out and win it.
Kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige.
Oh!
The Diamond Cutter!
I don't believe it! Diamond Cutter out of the powerbomb!
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.